Welcome. You're listening to Ask the Doulas, a podcast where we talk to experts from all over the country about topics related to pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and early parenting. Let's chat.
Hello, this is Kristen Revere, and I get to chat with Alyssa Venaclaus today all about our big reveal. Welcome, Alyssa.
Hey, it's been a while.
It has. So we've been working on a project for a couple of years.
Oh my gosh, seems longer than that.
I think because the project started with our Becoming a Mother course during the early pandemic and sort of branched off from there, it does feel like a lot longer, but certainly a similar concept. So I feel like we're giving birth to something, or about to anyway.
Right.
So do you want to reveal what we've been working on?
Sure. So we turned our course and all the coursework and all the topics of the Becoming a Mother course into a book where Kristen has written the first half, pregnancy and planning for birth. And then I wrote the second half on planning postpartum and newborn care and sleep. So it's really exciting.
Exactly the way we have our Becoming a Mother course. I facilitate the first section being the birth doula and then you being the sleep consultant. And both of us are postpartum doulas. You took on the feeding and newborn care. So we divided the book up the same way. And the title is Supported, Your Guide to Birth and Baby. And we had been working with an amazing publisher, Preclair's Press. And then we did the I want to call it exciting, but it was also nerve-wracking experience of recording an audiobook.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was a lot of talking
exactly.
in one session, but we got it done.
We did. Yeah, with the amazing Ben Zito of Centennial Sound. So many different people involved in this project. Should be out in May or June, and we're just in final layout stages with our publisher.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to be able to offer it as a gift or a guide gift to friends and family, a guide student.
Exactly. And it's
full for any new parent.
The perfect baby shower gift. And we created it not just for first time moms and parents, but also for seasoned moms to understand all of their options when it comes to planning for birth and baby.
Right. And I know in my sections, I talk about how do you deal with feeding a newborn when you have a toddler who's also vying for your attention? And then how do you deal with sleep when you have maybe a toddler that's not sleeping and you have to feed a baby and get a baby to sleep and nap and then also try to find time to sleep yourself? So it's definitely, no matter how many kids, if it's your first or your third, there's definitely information in there.
Exactly. So what is your favorite part of the book as far as the process?
Oh, the process of it?
Yeah.
You know, I just like getting thoughts down in writing. I'm not best ad lib. So when I have an idea, I really like to think about it and change it and talk to other people about it. So I think getting things down on paper is just good for my brain. And then, you know, having you, you know, when you have someone who can read it and edit it and maybe help you make changes. And then obviously the sleep portion is my favorite. That's my favorite thing to talk about.
I figured sleep would be your favorite chapter and certainly our most talked about section in the Becoming course. Whenever we have live calls or questions in our private community, it's almost always about sleep, whether it's infant sleep or toddler. I mean, since you deal with age 3 to 5, even with your online sleep class that you offer. So it is definitely the hot topic. And there's so much more awareness now about options like sleep consultants and overnight postpartum doulas to help families when they don't have, you know, support nearby.
Yeah. And I think this sleep chapter is interesting because it's not like a one size fits all, like here's how you do it. It's more of an educational chapter on what is sleep and how does it work for your kid at different ages and how can you fit that into your current schedule and your current parenting style. And, you know, it's really about finding the best fit for you and your family and not just saying, oh, well, my cousin did it this way or my best friend did it that way. And now I feel like a failure because it's not working for me. really like hammering down this idea that every family's different and you have to figure out what's right for you. And if everyone's happy, then you don't need to change anything.
Right, because some of those online sleep courses and books on sleep are not customized to unique schedules and situations, and they don't work, and then people are frustrated. So yours definitely has more of that customization and tips on how to make it work for your lifestyle.
And what about you? What's your favorite part?
As far as the process, I think I had started on a different book concept back in my early days as a doula. So taking some of those original concepts and what we gathered before we launched the course in serving women in that were either Gold Coast clients or in different moms groups about what they wish they would have known about pregnancy, birth, and early parenting. And I really like the putting those concepts and making it work into a book about other people's thoughts on what they would want to know, thinking that those are the people that would buy this book for friends or might be having another baby and want to be told the real truth that maybe your friends are embarrassed to talk about or don't think that it's a normal thing to share. I mean, we talk about leaking, we talk about pelvic floor therapy and what is normal and cramping after birth and your legs shaking, like so many things that aren't discussed, you know, in your provider prenatal visits or, you know, in moms groups that I think are important to share.
Yeah, and your chapters do a good job of like stories from other people, stories from moms, different write-ups from other people. You give a lot of different perspectives.
Yeah, and that is also key. I love reading different birth stories with different outcomes, and we shared postpartum and sleep stories all from our own clients and their voices. And we even have a pandemic chapter that covered what it was like to go through pregnancy, birth, and early parenting when things were shut down and maybe some of the options you had planned for weren't available to you. So those stories are very impactful as well.
And hopefully we don't have to go through that again. But
Hopefully not, but it might be, you know, even
if we
RSV, like
do, at
some of
least we've
the.
been through it. We've learned a lot and things will be different.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would say, I mean, as far as takeaways, hopefully, you know, whether it's the stories that resonate from you or knowing your options in assembling your dream team for birth and baby. So there's so many different options that aren't commonly known from like car seat safety technicians to different types of mental health therapists to support group options and so on, that again aren't something you're going to even learn in a childbirth class. So, as far as resources, what was your favorite resource to compile in our final section?
Hey, Alyssa here. I'm just popping in to tell you about our course called Becoming. Becoming a mother is your guide to a confident pregnancy and birth, all in a convenient 6-week online program. From birth plans to sleep training and everything in between, you'll gain the confidence and skills you need for a smooth transition to motherhood. You'll get live coaching calls with Kristen and myself, a bunch of expert videos, including chiropractic care, pelvic floor physical therapy, mental health experts, breastfeeding, and much more. You'll also get a private Facebook community with other mothers going through this at the same time as you to offer support and encouragement when you need it most. And then, of course, you'll also have direct email access to me and Kristen, in addition to the live coaching calls. If you'd like to learn more about the course, you can email us at info@goldcoastdoulas.com or check it out at thebecomingcourse.com. We'd love to see you there.
For me, it would be like I know you had a lot of feeding and sleep related, you know, websites and trusted resources or books that you would recommend. Yeah, and I would say for me, it was gathering some of the resources that our expert contributors had thought were valuable. So everything from Jenny Froment from VBAC Academy and her favorite VBAC resources to Christina Stauffer, who's our mental health therapist expert, she talked about different support groups that were available. So I would say those, you know, some of those outside sources and trusted resources that they use within their own fields.
Yeah, I mean, again, just with sleep, I'm always intrigued looking up sleep statistics, you know, and how important it is and how devastating it is when we don't have it for adults and kids. So that's probably the most rigorous research that's done for the book is just sleep related.
Agreed. Yes. In the citations, I would agree. There's a lot of sleep research. Well, it is exciting, and we will be updating you all when we have the exact book launch release date and any other events, whether they're virtual or bookstore events coming up, and we can add that to the blog we transcribe from this podcast. But we will have the book available in so many different formats because everyone consumes content in a different way. So it'll be Kindle download, ebook format to the paperback, or the option to do an Audible download and be able to have the book consumed in that way, especially if you have a membership and you don't even need to pay for the book. It's just part of your monthly membership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So any final tips for our listeners that you'd like to share on either the book writing process or the your favorite nugget from the book?
No, I'm just excited to have it complete, and then hopefully it just becomes a really great resource for new parents. I want it to be something that people put on their gift registries and give to anyone that they find out is pregnant to read while they're still pregnant. I'm just really excited for that.
Yes, me too. I think it'll be a great shower gift and something to pass down. And, you know, you could purchase it for relatives, friends. Like, you don't have to be pregnant to purchase it. So, and I would say my takeaway is we talk about it not only in your section on postnatal prep and recovery and early parenting, but also in mine is really trusting your own instincts as a mother during pregnancy, during birth, and listen to your own instincts versus relying on the way, say, your mom birth or your friend chose to sleep train her baby. Like, follow your own compass and, you know, obviously use evidence-based research, but each pregnancy, birth, and parenting journey is unique. And we talk about that throughout the entire book.
Right. I agree.
Well, thanks for chatting with me. And we will keep, you know, spreading the word about the book. But this was our first reveal. So very exciting to share it with our Ask the Doulas audience.
Yeah, we will keep everyone posted.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas. For more information about Gold Coast Doulas, visit us on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Thank you. Remember, these moments are golden.